If you're listening right now, you're in for a treat because Frank Caliendo's here. Is he here? I thought he was here in the Bristol Farms green room. Oh, there he is.
Oh, my goodness. There he
is. Good to see you, sir.
Hi, Frank. Nice to meet
you. Did you just wake up?
It's early, isn't it?
It's awful.
He's like, yes, I just woke up.
No one should be up this early.
I got the wrong way. Sorry. I've never been in a radio station before.
It's one of those porno mics. You got talking to the side of it. Sexier. Yeah.
Thanks. Glad you guys plugged in the headphones before I got here.
Yeah, it's crack staff there, Frank. My God.
You came to see me before?
Yeah, it was. I can't remember where
and
it was.
And how come you... I never would have recognized you because you never look the same twice.
I know.
Every single thing I see of him, he looks completely different.
No, he could be a serial killer, and he may
blend
be.
In and they'd never find me.
You are the man of a million. You're the man of a million voices. He's the man of a million faces. He always looks different.
Yeah,
looks like a lumberjack.
Dexter,
today.
Heidi, and Frank.
I saw you. It might have been like it was a long time ago. I remember I went with my buddy Pat, and he moved to Dallas maybe 10 years ago or so. And he's like, oh, I'm going to see Frank Caliendo tonight. You want to go? I'm like, sure, let's go. And it's absolutely hilarious. And so, yeah, you're going to be at the Bray Improv. If you get a chance, definitely go see Frank. You're going to be there when? Tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's it. How's that for a plug for myself?
That's it.
That's it. That's
I don't know. I was sitting in the green room, and I wasn't moving enough.
Yeah. Frank, it's very
and the
early
lights
in
went out.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't care. And I love that Harvey Keitel is running the board over there.
Oh, my God. I never noticed that before.
That's the wolf.
How have we not seen
that's
that?
So that's funny.
If you don't do well, the wolf, I'll take over.
So you're not the only one that's happened to in the green room. It's like where you're just sitting there. Because really, there's nothing to do in there. There's nothing to watch. There's really nothing to listen to.
Do they
even have us on in there? Can you hear the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's but it's like with bad reception. It's awkward. You're in the radio station. You're
yeah.
That's what that sounds like. You know.
I know. It's horrible.
So he didn't move enough, and the motion sensor light just goes off.
Such a dork.
Like, I'll just take a nap then.
Now, I have a friend. I think you may have run into him before. His name is Brian Irwin, and he has the same voice as you. That blows. You ever know? Oh, yeah.
You got a voice like a doppelganger? Kind
yeah. Of? He sounds exactly the same.
Do you have that ear because of the fact that you can pick up do people's voices?
I don't know.
That
I would think almost anybody could. When he talks, it was always funny because it was when I would listen to you guys on the radio, I would hear, I'm breaking up here. what is going on? I don't even have a voice anymore. I had to dig into the Bristol Farms, see how I worked that.
Look at that. Yeah. He knows the game.
Yeah, Caliendo in the Bristol Farms green room.
He knows how to work it.
Think of the Bristol Farms water.
Well, now I got to hear this Brian Irwin.
Frank Caliendo and Harvey Keitel for Bristol Farms water. I don't know.
Brian Irwin, where's he from? Now I'm dying to hear
well,
his voice.
He lives here. No, he lives here. He runs the... The Herald Building downtown, where they shoot tons of stuff down there.
Is he a comedian?
He does comedy, too. Yeah.
He does comedy,
that's
too.
The endorsement for a comedian.
Well, no. He's a very funny guy.
He's funny, per se.
He's told a joke once or twice. Yeah.
I know him from Milwaukee and radio.
Yeah.
He was an afternoon guy that another friend of ours, that was a comic, got him fired. And then he got into stand-up comedy. He came out here. And like most people, he's got another job.
Are you originally from Milwaukee?
Born in Chicago, but grew up in Milwaukee.
My first radio gig was in Milwaukee. It was at Hot 102.
Oh, I'm sorry.
WLUM, the urban station.
Wow.
Yeah.
I walked off that one time.
You did?
Yeah, it was such a... I was kind of a jerk. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It was one of those things where I was just in a bad mood. I don't know why, because I was alive. And which should make you happy, unless you're me.
Right.
So they wanted to do an impression contest, and I was like trying to sell tickets. You know, that's the thing is when you're doing this as a comedian, people don't always realize like, oh, he's always on. No, I'm trying to sell tickets on the radio.
Right.
And that's why I've done so many voices so far here today.
I've been trying to guess who he's doing now.
I don't know.
Oh, this is Caliendo. Okay.
Maybe he's working something new on us. I don't know.
Who's this guy?
Right.
This Harvey Keitel sucks. I know. I didn't know I was going to be doing it until I walked in here and saw the wolf. See, I'll just, you know, he's like, I think it's going to have been worse.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, honestly.
That'd be great if you look like Harvey Keitel and you're like, hey, I'll take one. Damn. Do your wolf impression. I'm the wolf.
Who was your first, like, growing up as a kid, did you imitate school teachers and stuff like that? Is that how people went, you're really good. Also do Mr. So-and-so.
Yeah, Mr. Christensen was the... was the geography history teacher, and he's like, our resident map expert, Mr. Caliendo, is going to come up to the map, and he's going to show us what's going on. And I'd go up there and do the impression of him. And like most kids in this country, I had no idea what I was pointing to. I was like, over here is some blue stuff.
That's water, yeah.
Oh, that's water.
And you're just killing. The kids are just like rolling.
Oh, they're loving it.
You sound just like him.
Did he appreciate it?
Yeah, he had like a cop mustache.
Okay.
So, I mean, he was a very dry, funny guy. But yeah, so I would do that kind of stuff. The first impression that I probably did was Jay Leno looking in the mirror, staring at me, just jutted out my chin, like, hey, I always like some nacho cheese, flavored arena, thing. And then it turned into a beaker from the Muppet Show.
Welcome to Muppet Labs, where the future's being made today. Welcome, Beaker. Beaker? Me. Oh, that sounds like me. Me and Mike Tyson, we're on the same person.
It is so funny because you watch Frank.
It works out.
It's crazy. It's not only you not only hear it, but what you do, because he has that little lispy thing, and you get that down, and you just...
He's got that tiny little mouth. You know, he's got the big chin, but there's just a tiny little mouth.
That sounds good. I'm just talking through my teeth.
Yeah, when, caricature artists love Jay Leno. They have to. He's walking by.
He's easy to do.
They normally just sit there and wait for you to come up to them. But when Jay Leno walks by, the caricature guy, hey, mister, come over here. It's like, draw your giant chin, small mouth, big hair.
This guy I got
this guy.
Not a problem.
Because that's the thing with me. Like I say, I change my look all the time.
Did you do that on purpose?
Well, yeah, and laziness.
Yeah.
But caricature guys, you sit down, they like look for the... Let me exaggerate on him. They can't... It never looks like me. They can't find like that weird thing. It's like I had the face of just so bland.
Hey, you've got a gigantic head.
I have a melon head.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, he does.
I had a 7 7/8 football helmet in high school.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's about...
But I was a small... In high school, when I played, I was 112 pounds. I was also a wrestler, so I had... I look like the helmet mobile. Remember when the helmet cart would come out on the field? I looked like that when I ran on the field.
Of course he remembers the helmet cart. This is John Madden sitting here with us. Of course he...
Oh, no. She throws it.
See, that's a segue right there. I mean, you know, you think of all the things you could do, and then boom, it's like Simon says without saying Simon.
And I just lost. That's the thing with, you know, Madden. That's what people don't even do. That's what they do to me, too. Is like they'll say,
that's your hit.
That's the biggest thing that people know. Although Barkley is very big now, too. Charles Barkley and Morgan Freeman somehow has become...
That's when Frank realized he had no idea what was going on, trying to figure out where he was exactly. Frank was sitting there with Hattie and Frank, and for some reason, Harvey Keitel. Fact of the matter is, I thought Harvey would have had a better job right now.
That is unbelievable.
That's not to take away from that fellow over there who looks like Harvey Keitel. I'm sure it's a pretty good job. Maybe you could afford some school clothes for your children. $1,200 to $2,000. Well, someday we'd figure it out. Why are those toms so much? What in the world is that all about? A pair of shoes for $65. Like Frank said, $2 to make them. You get two pairs, and somebody runs away with $61. Well, that sounds pretty good to me, Sonny.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable!
I haven't narrated my life. That's what. That, all on Vine. That's the, you know, Vine. I'm so bad at this stuff because I don't know. I guess I'm so old school.
What we were talking about yesterday. How we're just completely clueless.
Yeah, I can't. I still like radio. Like I have friends in radio. The podcasts are interesting to me, but it's interesting. It's weird that not only do like radio personalities and comedians and actors have podcasts, so do their assistants.
Right.
So you like, it's like the assistant, oh, this guy's the assistant, the guy who looks like Harvey Keitel.
Well, that's when Frank realized he'd done that joke too many times and he'd do it 100 times more. If he'd done it 50 times, he could do it 1,000,000. Because from now on, this guy was going to be known as HK. Harvey Keitel.
No, I agree with you about the podcast. I mean, it's gotten a little ridiculous. It's like everybody can have one. That's why it's, I mean, not as special if you're just, I mean, when you can open up your laptop and use the microphone on your laptop to record it in there and post it up on iTunes and everybody thinks it's a great big deal. And it's really not.
It's everybody's a star in their own mind is the crazy thing. Mm-hmm. Like you look on Vine is what somebody got me into it. And, you know, Twitter, I think, is amazing, but at the same time, it like takes your life away from you. It's like, now I've got to try and build followers because you go in to meet
and then you
an
feel
executive.
A pressure to be like, okay, I haven't tweeted in 2 days. I'm supposed to be funny though,
right?
So
and that's people. You just make a statement. People are like, not funny. You're going to die. And I'm like, right. Sometimes I just want to tell you about what I'm wearing today.
just type in Morgan Freeman after it, so they hear Morgan Freeman saying it on your Twitter.
Oh right.
So
no matter he's narrating your Twitter.
So like, well, I have Morgan Freeman narrates himself on Vine, so it's just the first person.
Oh, I gotta see this.
And it starts on the refrigerator, and that's when he realized he was out of milk for his cereal, and soon Morgan Freeman would be heading to the grocery store.
What? How do they call?
You are so funny when you laugh. When she laughs, it's just like. What? You go from pretty lady to like halfway through the werewolf transition.
She does.
You should see me orgasm.
I think I did.
Yeah, I think
Hakuna Matata. Wolf, clean it up. That's 12 of those references.
Oh my God.
Well, Frank was going to check Twitter right now. He was stepping over the other Frank's plug for him.
Frank Caliendo is going to be at the Brea Improv, brea.improv.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be tonight and tomorrow night. It's located 120 South Brea Boulevard in Brea, California. Definitely go, Sam. You're welcome to come back anytime you want, man, okay?
Okay, we're done already?
Yeah, we're done already. I got to get you out of here. I'm sweating.
All right.
You want a beer?
No. I'm good.
If you want a beer, you can stay.
I'll take a beer.
All right. More with Frank Caliendo. We come back. We're out of here,
just
Frank.
Like you.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.